All right, let me jump over here and jump onto the Right Side Way monologue. The daily Right Side Way, I'll remind you guys, is still sponsored by Southern Immediate Care. Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics that covers a lot of ground in North Alabama, places like Gadsden, Anniston, Etala, six more locations around the Birmingham region. Southern Immediate Care is open 7 days a week at all their locations. They will see all ages, and they are the sponsor of the Right Side Way monologue. Let me just ask you, you know the song, right, by Lee Greenwood, Proud to Be an American. I'm pretty sure every one of you has heard us singing it in your head just now. I mean, everybody knows the chorus. I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free, and I won't forget the men who died who gave that right to me, and I'd proudly stand up next to you and defend her still today, because there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. The whole song's amazing. The chorus, it just resonates. And I love it when crowds sing it together. But there's a part of that song that I think most people blow right by. It's a part that has really a huge meaning. It's the opening words, sung very low and slow. You remember it? It starts off by saying, "If tomorrow all the things are gone, I worked for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife." Let that sink in. One of the most famous songs of love for our country starts off by pondering what would happen if everything that he had worked for, built in his life, was all gone and he had to start over. I mean, what if? What if everything you knew and loved was stripped away? What if everything you believed in was turned on its head? What if everything you had ever fought for, stood for, worked for was just gone? What would you do? Could you stand up? Could you sustain? Or would you fold? Would you collapse or just fall apart? There's a verse that I love in Proverbs. I'm a fan of this verse in any translation, but for today I'm going to use the Message paraphrase because I think it nails it so well. It says in Proverbs 24:10 in the Message, it says, quote, "If you fall apart in a crisis, there wasn't much to you in the first place." Wow. If you fall apart in a crisis, if you fold up under pressure, if you just quit because it was too hard, then maybe the real problem was you didn't have any intestinal fortitude, or as the proverb says, there was not much to you in the first place. So let's be honest, there's a lot going on in the world today. There is. There's a lot to be concerned about, especially if you are like Charlene and I and you've always stood on faith and conservative principles, if you've worked to advance those principles, and if you're watching them right now just being debated and more than debated, really just being trashed in the public square. Well, let me remind you, by the way, that you're not alone. And I will encourage you with this. You need to know what you believe. You need to know in whom you believe. When I was deploying to Afghanistan, we moved out of Fort Bragg. Our mission was to live remotely in a small special operations team environment out in the middle of the Afghan people and, you know, way away from any American base. That's what we did for nearly a year. We were separated from all supply lines, all physical support. We were just out there. It was the Wild West in some places. So as we were preparing to depart Bragg, part of our MOB training included some time with SEER instructors. SEER stands for Survival, Escape, Resistance, and Evasion. So we got some instruction on E&E planning, that's our escape and evasion, how to plot our emergency exfil using search and rescue techniques, what to do if we were captured. But then one instructor said something that I thought was really profound. I didn't expect it. He said it, I immediately knew it was spot on. He said this. He said, quote, "If you don't already have it, then you better find something bigger than yourself to hold on to. Because if you're captured and they strip everything away, you got to have something bigger than you to believe in." That's real, y'all. That's good advice. It lines up. Most folks know the passage from Ephesians 6 that talks about putting on the full armor of God, right? But as you are familiar with the are you as familiar with the last line of that famous set of verses? Because it's not just the armor that we wear for show. It's not just for resting. It's so we can be safe. We're told to put on the full armor. And then in Ephesians 6:13, it closes by saying, "And when you have done everything, to stand." To stand. To stand up under the pressure, to stand up under the attack, to stand in the face of your enemies. Think about the American prisoners of war in Vietnam. Many of them were held in the infamous Hanoi Hilton, American servicemen there, held for years. Alabamian Colonel Leo Thorsness, he was held there for 3 years. Alabama's U.S. Senator Jeremiah Denton, who wrote the book When Hell Was in Session, was there for nearly 8 years, being tortured and imprisoned by the North Vietnamese. Books and movies have been written about the traits and the circumstances that caused some of them to survive that hellhole and others not. Well, one of the traits that led to survival was finding out they were not alone. And one of the other men, the highest-ranking U.S. service member who was held there for 7 long years, was Admiral James Stockdale, who coined what he called the Stockdale Paradox. You can look it up, Stockdale Paradox. It's still taught as a technique for survival to this day. It's a blend of faith and what I would call pragmatic optimism. You see the facts clearly, you face them head on, but you also hold on to the beliefs and the principles and the values and the faith that you have as your means of getting through them. Stockdale explained his idea this way. He said, quote, "You must never confuse faith that you will prevail in the end, which you can never afford to lose," he said, "with the discipline to confront the most brutal facts of your current reality, whatever they might be." You hear that? It's faith and action. If you fall apart in a crisis, there was not much to you in the first place. If you're going to be captured, you need to find that thing that's bigger than you to hang on to. The bottom line is this. The Stockdale Paradox says, yeah, you got to face it. You got to face it head on. You can still keep your faith and also face it head on. So let me explain it this way. Work with what you got, but work. Keep the faith, but keep busy. Keep hitting it head on, knowing full well that the strength that you need is bigger than you, but the need in front of you is also bigger than you. So rest in that which is bigger than you and move forward. Another example of this is from 1 Chronicles 12:32. Israel had many warriors, but how many times do we see in the descriptions of battles with the Philistines and other nations that the army of Israel would just like simply melt away? But in 1 Chronicles, we read about a special group. They were called King David's Mighty Men. Mighty Men, what a great title. His close-knit team, his special forces, if you will. And in 1 Chronicles 12:32, there was one select group in the middle of them called the Sons of Issachar. And it said that they were, quote, "men who understood the times and what Israel should do." Nobody folded. Nobody set unrealistic expectations. Nobody cut off their friends and family. Nobody abandoned their principles. They recognized their circumstances, and they set about to do what was necessary within them. The bottom line is that's where we are, my friends. There is social upheaval. It's been a long several years. I mean, I'm tired. I know some of you are. The hand we've been dealt has been sometimes rough. Biden and the liberals are wreaking havoc. Antifa and BLM, they were allowed to riot unabated. COVID restrictions locked down schools and churches and crushed some small businesses. There's inflation. There's lawfare against conservatives. There's transgenders in women's sports. We're told that we're racist if we question why a Supreme Court justice got nominated on the basis of her skin color. And we watch all of it, and we get frustrated. But in the end, when history looks back on us, will they say, like too many of the Israelite armies of the old times, that those folks just melted away back in 2024? Just cowered down? Or will they say, in a time of crisis, they showed that there really was something to them? That they recognized their times and what they had to do? That they believed in something bigger than themselves and held on to that while they faced the issues around them head on? So here's my thing, man. You grab hold of those principles, that faith, those values, those things that are bigger than you, those things that are worth fighting for. You teach them to your kids. You encourage your neighbors. You stand up at the community meetings. You point out when wrong is called right and right's called wrong, and don't set unrealistic expectations, but work. Work nonetheless. Keep that pragmatic optimism. Put on that full armor. And like Ephesians 6:13 says, when you've done everything, to stand. I'm just saying, there's more of us than there are of them. You can do this, folks. Better days are coming. You're not alone. Faith and principles, you know your time, so stand. Bunch of right side ruffians. Y'all get her done. That's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, today just felt like a day to do a little bit of kick in the pants. You know what I'm saying? A day just to remind us all that what Charlene says is still true, that there's more of us than there are of them. And yeah, there are times when we get super frustrated, but that does not mean we quit. Because if you fall apart in a crisis, apparently there wasn't much to you in the first place. Well, there's much to you. And there's a lot to do. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.